Hello. So the tool that I thought would be very interesting to use in a classroom is actually just a personal website for students and for teachers. I found this idea through a few of my own professors and a few projects that I've worked on in several classes. One of my professors uses it as a actual classroom. So he has his syllabus and his class information, project sheets on there. And so he doesn't ever have to like print out in any paper or anything like that. It's all right there for him. He almost treats it like a Google Classroom, actually, which I think is very interesting because all of his information is in one place and you can look at his design portfolio or class information or future projects he's working on, and it's just a great, well-rounded tool for him. In a class, another classroom, we had to actually create our own website, and this was, I think, the biggest introduction to this tool for me. We created a website as a tool for the future for us. This class focused on preparing us for life outside of school, which I thought was extremely useful and nice to have. One of the projects was creating our own website, and Wix I found was the most popular and the easiest to use and was free as long as you don't get your own like .com or your own URL. So your URL, whatever you choose, will have, of course, Wix site in the title, but it's easy to look past, I think, especially for students and for something that would be in a classroom. So my biggest introduction to the tool, like I said, was this classroom. This is a great tool because you can spend hours and hours and hours designing, or you can spend 30 minutes, and both products can look great, and you can really experiment with what you want to present and what you want your website to look like and what you want it to convey to the world, which I think is extremely fun. I also found that you can do different segments, of course, just like a normal website. You can have different areas within your personal domain. So like my personal website has my homepage, my portfolio and my resume on it. Of course, you can change those into anything and you can add more or have less or anything like that. It's very, very customizable and kind of acts or could be used, like I said before, as a Google Classroom. I think in a classroom setting though, it could be used for as several of my professors have used it for as like a way to get information out to students. I also think it's very interesting. I think it ties into information that we learned a few weeks ago with the idea of creating video games for students. One of the reasons I actually chose Wix was because of this. One of the pod or one of the TED Talks we listened to talked about students really taking their classroom and creating it into their own environment and their own simulation, and how it really provides students this like freedom to create what they want and to put what they want out into the world and really own their education. And I think that's the greatest part about creating your own website. You can do just about anything and you can show just about anything you want on it. You can show your progress, what you're learning, how you're learning it. You can use it as a tool for turning in projects or really just using it as a back and forth between teacher and student. I've experimented with this website quite a bit. Like I said, I've spent hours and hours on the website creating my own, being really nitpicky about every little detail. I personally really like my website, the way it turned out, the way I was able to customize it and show what I wanted to show. Of course, I've experimented a little bit with the idea of using it as an education tool. I think, like I said, having it as a way of communication between teacher and student, and having it as this very creative way of communication is a very interesting way of introducing it into the classroom. Personally, for my classroom, I think this would be an extremely useful tool because a lot of my classroom isn't going to be pen on paper notes and 8.5 by 11 project sheets and that type of thing, because it is theater and it's a lot more performative and a lot more project-based, really allowing creativity and really allowing like hands-on tools. So I don't see myself using more traditional tools. And I think having a website for students is a fun way to track, hey, this was your performance at the beginning of the year, and look at your performance now, and look how much you've grown since then. And at the end of the day, they're going to have this tool in their back pocket after they leave my classroom, and it can grow with them and become a point of professional contact for people as they grow and change their website to something that a little more maybe professional. They can use it to get jobs or, use it professionally, which I think is a very fun and great thing to give to students. So thank you for listening to me talk about creating a website. Thank you.